After a couple of key votes this week, Nashville's Metro Council concluded its four-year term. Many new members will soon join when council meetings resume in October. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez has covered this term closely, and he's here to share some takeaways from what's been an exceptionally busy time for Metro's elected leaders. So, Tony, when people really step back and away from the topics of the day, like electric scooters, how will they view these last 4 years of the Metro Council?
Yeah, not just scooters. I think the bigger struggles have been, you know, how to regulate Airbnbs in neighborhoods, what the future of the fairgrounds will be. The council has argued a lot about economic incentives for companies, and they appear to be a lot less willing to approve those in the future. The vice mayor, Jim Shulman, he offered his list of accomplishments at their final meeting. Here is a part of what he noted.
We dealt with AllianceBernstein and Amazon and a Major League Soccer stadium in the Nashville Yards. We processed a record number of zoning bills and overlays, and we survived an unprecedented transition in the mayor's office.
The council also made some neighborhood-level changes, like requiring more sidewalks and more trees during development.
So one of the things the vice mayor pointed out was a record number of property rezonings. Is that all about Nashville's rapid growth?
Sure. I mean, at the council, a bulk of what they deal with are rezoning requests, and those are a slog. Rezonings are complicated. They often draw a lot of people out to the public hearings, and that has led to a bunch of record-breaking meetings in terms of length, 5, 6, even 7 hours long.
And what do all these rezonings mean for residents and businesses, even really maybe the character and direction of the city?
Right. So the council is trying to kind of guide the move toward New Nashville. A lot of it has to do with density. On one side, developers say that the city's urban plan is in their favor. It was created about 5 years ago. It calls for more pockets of density in places other than downtown. Ever since that passed, developers have been going for bigger buildings, more apartments. But that's on paper. Developments, you know, face resistance when neighborhoods or other businesses don't want that density near them.
So the past 2 years, there's been a lot of tension about the metro budget, and there were close votes that almost, but did not, raise the property tax. What have we learned from those moments?
Well, for one, the metro budget is going to continue to be stressful. The schools have not been getting what they want. A lot of departments are under hiring freeze or being asked to make cuts. All of that is happening as Nashville needs more building inspectors, more police officers. People want better transit, that kind of thing. One change I've noticed is that the council has taken a little bit of power away from the mayor's office, especially for the city budget. The council passed some rules to require the mayor's office to provide more information and sooner. The council had complained for years that they would get blindsided by proposals from the mayor or that they didn't have enough time to really inspect the budget before voting on it. That has been changing because of this most recent council.
Well, so that council is now done. What can we expect from the next group coming in?
Well, they get a month off. They resume in October. There will be quite a bit of turnover. There will definitely be 14 newcomers on the council. Depending on the runoffs, there could be as many as 22 new members. I can say that the returning incumbents, they have learned a lot in the past term, so they're in a pretty good position to address some of the city's challenges.
Well, thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Jason.
Tony Gonzalez has been covering the Metro Council for WPLN. He'll be staying on the beat, and you can find that coverage at WPLN.org.